In an unprecedented move to help fund the government's fiscal deficit, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, injected a record-breaking 12.82 trillion rupees into the banking system on Thursday through open market operations, OMOs, marking one of the largest liquidity injections in recent history. Of the total injection, 12.42 trillion rupees was provided via conventional reverse repo OMOs. This included 11.9 trillion rupees through 21-day loans at an interest rate of 11.03%, and 521.1 billion rupees through 7-day loans at 11.10%. An additional 396 billion rupees was injected using Sharia-compliant Mudaribah-based OMOs, reflecting the SBP's strategy to cater to liquidity needs in both conventional and Islamic banking sectors. Since the International Monetary Fund, IMF, restricts the government from borrowing directly from the central bank, SBP injects liquidity into commercial banks, which then invest this capital into government treasury instruments, effectively financing the fiscal deficit indirectly, according to sources familiar with the matter. A revenue shortfall by the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, is contributing to the funding gap, with actual collections hovering around 11.8 trillion rupees against the FY 2025 target of 12.3 trillion rupees, said Sana Tawfiq, head of research at Arif Habib Limited, AHL. She added that SBP profits of 2.5 trillion rupees have already been transferred to the Ministry of Finance in the first 9 months of FY 2025 as non-tax revenue, while the petroleum levy brought in 833 billion rupees during the same period. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee gained marginally against the US dollar on Friday, appreciating 0.03% to close at 281.97 in the interbank market, up from 282.06 a day earlier. Gold prices surged in domestic markets in line with global trends as geopolitical risks increased. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APGSA, gold per tola jumped 3,500 rupees to 351,000 rupees, while the 10-gram rate increased by 3,000 rupees to 300,925 rupees. Globally, gold prices rallied 2% on Friday, heading for their best weekly performance in 6 weeks. This rise was triggered by investor anxiety following U.S. President Donald Trump's renewed threats of imposing steep tariffs, including a 50% levy on European goods, and warning Apple Incorporated of further tariffs unless it shifted manufacturing to the U.S. Gold is up today due to strong safe haven demand, said Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities. He noted international gold prices hit a high of $3,364 and hovered around $3,361 per ounce during trading. The market opened at $3,300 and touched a low of $3,286 earlier in the session.